Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about stem cells. What the holy heck are they? We've been seeing it on the internet. We hear it on some of these talk shows, and depending on what state you live in, you may hear it from your girlfriends at the coffee table, especially if you're out in the West, California, Arizona, Nevada, potentially also in Florida. But we think about it, hey, I live in Louisiana. We're about an eon behind, so we're not in that conversation yet. However, many people are saying, I have chronic pain. I have an issue. Something is so wrong with me, man. If I go to another doctor, my insurance is going to drop me, or my husband's just going to leave me off and tell me, go fix it myself. We've all been down that road, haven't we? Many of us have said, we've kind of given up, kind of said, I don't know what else to do. I even had a dear friend talk to me the other day, and she says, you know, I had so many issues with my back. I even took all my supplements and threw them out, too, and I said, you know what, God, I'm done. And the next day, she felt so much better. She said she took control over what she was thinking about, how she was going to proceed further, rather than always asking for all of the answers and saying, oh, that's not it, that's not it, that's not it. So let's take a little empowering time down and see what we're going to do about our body. Here's another way we can think about our bodies and say, what are our cells about? What are they doing? Are they talking? Have they given up too? Have they just said, you know, I'm kaput? Or, you know, hey, it's the end of their machine and they're not able to function either. My guest today is Dr. Joseph Cristiano, and his book is Stem Cell Revolution, Discovering 26 Disruptive Technical Advances in Stem Cell Activation. Dr. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jeanette. It's great to be here.
So, Dr. Joe, don't you think, you know, hey, so many people have said, depending on where you live, if you've heard of it or not, but some people have just said, you know, I'm just done with this. I'm so over it, you know?
You know, it's kind of the topic, stem cell therapy and PRP therapy. It's kind of out there a little bit, even though it's been around. And I think when we look at our overall health and our physiology, we have to think about our functional life, our functional age. And today, you know, we're living longer, you know. Yeah. And just if you were talking along that thought of living longer, you sometimes think about, you know, are you planning for the next 20 years financially, you know? But are we planning to live 20 more years than maybe our parents have? And what are we doing to prepare for that from a physiological standpoint? Are we taking care of our health? And consequently, through the years, our body takes on toxins and traumas and things like that. And you know, we're dealing with issues. So whether it's musculoskeletal, whether it's, you know, joint pain, chronic pain, lower back, neck, you name it, or even more intrinsically, maybe degenerative illnesses like diabetes and COPD and liver issues and things like that. What do we do? You know, I've been very prompted to write this book because, one, I've been following stem cell therapy for many, many years from a theoretical standpoint, but also as a patient. So I've invested in a lot of time and a lot of money and learned quite a bit about this and this particular type of therapy and what it can do for us. So as a person, mm-hmm. as an aging boomer, I've spent my life in sports. I was a competitive bodybuilder and powerlifter. I played football. I boxed. I just very, very physical. And, you know, when you're young, you know, you can kind of put a little dirt on it and shake it off, take an ibuprofen, and you're okay. But over the years, it starts to accumulate. And and that's the way it was with me. And it wasn't too long ago, and I can refer to maybe the last 8 years or 8 years ago, I ended up in a walker, Dr. Jeanette, a walker because of chronic pain.
You know, I think that a lot of times, too, if we're looking at our age groups, you know, my parents are in their 80s. And let me tell you, they don't take any pills at all. We see a lot of that age group from 80 to the hundreds. And we're saying, we're looking, we want to search, we want to find out what they've got. What is the fountain of youth? What do you have in you? And if you really look back at it, these elders really knew how to eat. I mean, when you go to my parents' house, it's organic. We used to always go to the farms. You know, we'd eat at the right places. They walked a lot. They did almost everything. My father's in his 80s, and he walks miles and miles. You know, I remember the day he got the stent in his heart. He was out the next day. He said, I got to go. I'm going miles. I got 6 miles to get down today, you know. So I think their concepts, their ideas, and the way they grew up has really lent it to be able to get them to that age.
Yeah.
However, I think the sickest generation pretty much now I see, and I've seen it so many times over the decades of being in healthcare, is the age group from 50 to 80. They have taken a hit like nobody's business. And really, if you look back at it, it was when fast food started. It was when we started having a lot more cars on the road. It was when the boom of the highways. It was also there were way more injections started to come out. And a lot of toxicity. People were working more. So they were working in jobs that were never researched. I mean, we had a copper factory 2 blocks from the house. You know, everybody got a summer job there. You know, or that, you know, I live in the New Orleans area. Everybody worked at the tobacco place. You know, we're out picking cotton. We're out and do this, that, the other. And we never, ever knew all of the toxicities, because before people were pretty much at home, kind of tended to their own cells. So really this generation of 50 to 80 is really where we're focusing in on. And I think with stem cells, that is the one where you could see the most profound effects, you could see the most degeneration, and you could definitely find the people that have said, you know, I'm just crapped out, I'm done, I'm over,
sure.
Don't you think?
Yes, absolutely, especially with chronic pain. You know, there's statistics showing like 120 million Americans on a day-to-day basis struggle with chronic pain of some sort, primarily lower back pain. And you see how technology has come into this this formula as well that you're talking about, people hunched over at the computer, you know, at their desk,
right,
working 6, 7, 8 hours, and many of them don't get up except for lunch to take a break, and consequently they're having neurologic issues as well as spinal issues, and it's becoming a mess. And so what do we do? You know, what does a person, how do we handle this going forward? You know, if we can be proactive, we'd have to start at zero, but we're all down the pike already, so now a lot of us have to, it's a bit of reactive. But what's the choice? You know, if there's a treatment involved, what treatment option do we have, and are we dealing with managing symptoms, or are we going to the root cause? Now, you and I want to go to the root cause because we're looking at healing people, repairing a tissue, repairing the body, and that's what stem cell treatment does. It actually goes to the root cause.
But also, too, when we talk about the root cause, a lot of people say, well, which route are we going to go down? Which rabbit hole are we going to go down? You know, we look at a tree. It's got 100,000 roots, you know. So definitely there are many venues and many pathways to be able to find some relief, to be able to help in a certain condition. But when you find the relief, what are you doing? What we're talking about today with stem cells is not the relief of the symptom, not the relief of the pain, not the relief of the disease on the lab test. What we're finding is that we are turning around and asking the body to say, you know what? Okay, we're done with that process. Now let's get ourselves starting to rejuvenate. Let's get our start to rebuild. Let's get it to where we don't need to hold on to those things that don't serve us anymore. And also to be able to say, how can we bring all of the other roots of that tree together and say, you know what, we can do this all together. If I have too much water, I'll shunt it over to you. If I have, if I'm bubbled up in the sun, you know, some leaves will grow over me. And it's really important to understand that, because the body has a great capacity that if something is under stress, it will have another system be able to come around and say, how can I help you? The body does do this. It's just that we don't know about it and we don't give it the quality that it needs. For example, exercise. For example, foods that we eat. For example, don't keep putting in all the chemicals. Perhaps rest, less stress. These are all the leaves on the tree, and it's how are we going to be able to incorporate all of these and say, I don't want to have too much stress, but then, you know, because I'm running out and eating fast food. Because then you can overcompensate and undercompensate in different areas, and that's when you have a break in the middle, and that's when problems arise. So really what we're talking about with stem cells is being able to say, how can we take the weight off of one system, repair it, and help everybody in the fold, correct?
Yes, yes. And, you know, stem cell therapy really can meet that criteria, both from a musculoskeletal standpoint, but also internally. In other words, there's a couple applications that stem cell treatment makes available. And so if a person has a damaged knee or a joint, the treatment can be done right on the site itself. But if a person has COPD or a person has let's say a diabetes, something like that, they can have stem cell treatment through an IV. And there's a couple ways of going about this. But, you know, if we back up a little bit, you know, people across the board, they're brought up with a certain type of practices. In other words, from personal hygiene to taking care of their health, but it involves lifestyle. How do they eat?
Right.
How much do they eat? Are they sedentary? Are they? And they compare notes. Today, I think the average 21st century patient is now looking for options because they've tried everything in conventional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And conventional medicine, though it's been here forever and it'll probably still be here, is limited in the options available. And so when we're talking about stem cell therapy and things like that, now we have two or three more natural, non-invasive options that are very efficacious. You know, they're becoming more evidence-based, so that now the person, when they're in a, they're in some type of a trauma situation, or they're in a their health or even their life is at stake, they have options now that weren't available to them before. And so it would be very prudent for all of us to just learn just a little bit more about stem cells, stem cell 101, just so that we know we have at our disposal these options that are not just a treatment option for symptoms, but rather they go to the root cause and repair and rejuvenate and restore functionality in the body.
Let's talk for a second about right at the beginning. With stem cells, a lot of people say, well, where are those things coming from? Whose are they? Are they mine? Are they not? And then we say, is it always an injection process? Because so many times people will say, oh, my insurance doesn't cover it. I'm not going to go get it. You know how that goes. Or they say, well, my doctor kind of talked me out of it. And sometimes I find that the doctor talks you out of it because he really doesn't know anything about it. Uh-huh. And don't expect him to always go out and research it on your own. So let's talk about the beginning. What is a stem cell? Where does it come from? And yes, are they always injectables?
Well, you know, Dr. Jeanette, there's a lot of pushback. Since I've had the new book out, I'm seeing from different groups a natural pushback. And I think it's because, number one, in the early stages of development and research, they were dealing with embryonic stem cell.
Right.
And because of that process, you had many groups that push back against it, because in order to get embryonic stem cells, you have to terminate a fetus. And so that in itself from, you know, genetics and I say physiology and manipulation of the human body. I think there
are legalities too.
There's the legalities, but the moral ethics. But I think, and I talk about that in the book, because I don't really endorse that embryonic stem cell. But what I've seen through the years, and that's what's wonderful, and that's what people need to understand, is that we're talking about adult stem cells. Now, we're talking about our own adult stem cells that we were given at birth, and these are stem cells that are in our body, and they are our natural cellular repair crews. In other words, if our body takes a hit, if there's a trauma, a fall, an accident, a sports injury, you name it, these adult stem cells that are in reserve, they rush to an area, they become the cells or tissue that have been damaged, and they repair them, and the body naturally repairs itself, and we go on our merry way. And this is how they basically work. Of course, that's very simple, but that's how adult stem cells work. And so what we find out is now if we can extract those stem cells, which are our own stem cells, prepare them, and then, inject them into a damaged area like a knee that is bone on bone, that out of conventional medicine, a mindset, you're going to require probably a knee replacement, a surgical procedure. Well, we can avoid that by using our own adult stem cells. So I think it's absolutely wonderful that we've discovered this, and through the years of research and study, and I think it's all still a work in progress, of course, but the advancements over the years from embryonic till today, where we're talking about our own adult stem cells, we have our own genetic material within us that the medical community and science has finally been able to figure out, hey, listen, we can extract this, prepare it, and inject it into the damaged area and repair that area and let it grow back to normal or natural function. And I think that is huge in itself.
So if you look at it, where are these stem cells stored? Because many people will say, so if my knee hurts, do you have to take a piece of my knee out to find it? Or if it's... maybe my spine is bothering me, or if I might have a chronic disease or illness, are you going to manipulate something within that spine? So many people have questions, and I think sometimes their questions get misconstrued, especially when they start on the internet search. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it is a it's kind of a territory that's undiscovered, so to speak, for the general public, but. One area that is used most commonly when it comes to where the adult stem cells are in number is adipose tissue. We have it in our body fat, but also we have it in the bone marrow. But the body fat, the adipose tissue, has multiple hundreds of millions of more adult stem cells that can be extracted. And so it's not necessarily finding adult stem cells in the knee cavity or capsule or anywhere else, but there are places in the body, like generally fat accumulates in the tummy, so that's where they'll extract adult stem cells through the adipose tissue.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. Everybody tries to lose weight, lose weight, lose weight, when really your body is storing it there for a reason. Sometimes you need to have that pouch, just leave it alone. You know, when we look at women, most of the time, when the really significant hormone and bone issues is very thin women who have been very thin through menopause and postmenopause, and we go, oh my gosh, they really don't have that those hormones that are still stored in their fat that can be activated or can show up and kind of keep them afloat, until their end days.
Yeah.
We see so many women that are so frail like that. And sometimes it's like, hey, if you see a grandmother come down, she's robust and she's, bouncing down the street and say, hey, grandma, hey, you're doing good, Mm-hmm. And we always say, we don't want to carry too much excess, but, if you need it, there's reasons why things are on our body and things show up at times that we need it. Yes.
Yes. And I think there's a lot of influence from Hollywood, regarding, our bodies and our self-image and things like that. But, I talk about it in the book, but I wrote another book. It's called Blood Types, Body Types, and You. And what I target is our genetics. Same with our cells, with stem cells. But genetically speaking, from a standpoint of food and how our body reacts at the cellular level, I'm a strong proponent of making food selections that are compatible to your blood chemistry. And then there's when I trained years and years ago, I worked with a lot of the pageant contestants getting these girls prepared for swimsuit. And, you know, when I would meet with them, they would show me the swimsuit, or they would even model one or two swimsuits that they thought were beautiful, you know. And I would take photos, in, you know, front, side, and back, and lay them out on the counter for them to look at just to see their body genetics and explain to them, here's what we see. Now, it's not a matter of body fat or whatever, but it's a matter of being symmetrical, because when you walk out on the stage, you're, you know, the judges, they're probably not aware of body genetics, but pleasing to the eye. And so if we could get that body more symmetrical. So if I'm dealing with a body that was pear-shaped, meaning when that body gains weight, they gain it primarily in the lower body, the hips, the thighs, and the buttocks, and usually the shoulders are a little bit narrow, so they call them a pear shape. Well, unfortunately, this poor woman would be hire a personal trainer, starving herself, and at the end of the day, she'd be a smaller pear. Well, you know, that wasn't the goal. So when we understand that we're working with genetics, then we can, in this case, reduce the lower body while we fill out the upper body, and the end result then is more of an hourglass. Well, we're talking genetics. Same with food choices. You know, a person that is ill or a person that has chronic issues, many times they don't have a solid nutritional base to work from. We were talking about earlier in the show, you know, that like a tree with many roots. Well, I think we have to start, regardless if you're what your condition is, we have to establish some form of solid foundation to build from a nutritional standpoint. I just happen to be a proponent of blood type compatibility, because I've seen over and over in the studies we've done, the results are phenomenal. But once we establish a healthy, we'll say a healthy eating platform, now we can probably see the body reduce many of the symptoms, or even eliminate many of the symptoms, and now we can target specific ones that remain that maybe not lifestyle related, and now we go to stem cell. And then we can see, okay, what are we dealing with and how can we treat that? And yet keep it all in the natural vein, so to speak. And I love that whole concept of that. So it's treating the whole person, you know, instead of excess body fat or being lean or, you know, things like that. Because the influences in America are crazy, because we're dealing with high fashion societies, and we're dealing with celebrityism and Hollywood. So we can get off track there. But I think a woman that or a man that's carrying excess body fat really has a treasure chest full of stem cells that if they ever need them, they're available.
Right. And actually, sometimes they really need that too. I think back to I live in New Orleans, and we had a lot of hurricanes and a lot of issues, and a lot of people had a lot of PTSD and stress. So they gained weight and they lost weight, and they weren't eating well and everything else, and they weren't sleeping well and all. However, if you really look at it, that's definitely about the tree is starting to lose its leaves and its branches, into my analogy before, and how can you support it? I think sometimes you also have to remember that. Well, stem cells will help parts of your body, food will help parts of your body. It's really about an all-around effect. You really need to be able to take care of many aspects of your life. You can't have something that is so off-kilter. You know, we see people calling food as medicine, and that's that word, it just doesn't work for many if you really listen to what it's saying. Because what it's saying is that I'm going to eat broccoli because, oh, I know it'll help, you know, this and this disease. And, you know, they'll eat it once a week, and they think that they're protected. So it's really about the idea of how can you support the body and to be able to increase its own function versus being able to still always putting things in that are supposed to fix something, reverse something, cut something out, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Stem cells are really about activating and bringing the body back online, and then you just support it with everything else, vitamins,
yes,
nutrition, food, and movement, yes?
Yes, absolutely. When we're treating a condition, you know, we're repairing tissue so that it can go back to optimal function, or if it's a system,
right,
body system or whatever. But we also have to feed it, you know, and the the more accurate we are with the food choices and the nutritional values that we provide the body, you know, always trying to get into homeostasis, always trying to balance out cellularly speaking, that if we can just come alongside it, we can be able to get everything working systematically and in balance. I think balance is really a key because we tend to go too far sometimes to the right or left, and
we
do more damage than good.
Today we discuss many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.
You see this a lot with people really pumping vitamins, you know, and that's all they do, you know. Or, I mean, again, you see people, they'll have their green shake for morning. They'll skip lunch because they feel like they're too fat or too thin or whatever that might be, or they're out doing the gym or whatever it is. And then for dinner, it's 5 and 6 cocktails. It's a huge sit-down dinner, and then they're out drinking again at night, and you're going, where's the balance there,
you know? Yeah.
It's almost like you're really over-abusing the body because you're asking that machine to, I want you to do this, and then a little while later you say, I wanted to do this, and a little later you want to do this. And if you want to talk about, it's almost like a manic kind of approach to being able to take care of your health, yes?
Yes, yes. And you know, Dr. Jeanette, another thing is the excesses, you know, We put like you're saying, we seem to go overboard in what we're trying to do, and actually what we're doing is we're creating more imbalance,
more chaos.
You know, the body's very resilient. You know, we're fortunate to have a body that's been designed in a way that we can actually abuse it for years and years. Now, some people break down sooner, and some people's physiology not till later, but eventually, if we don't think about balance and things like that, we're going to wait until the engine blows up instead of looking at the idiot lights on the dashboard and go, hey, I got to change the oil now. We push and think everything is okay until the body breaks down. Now we're scrambling, trying to, you know, recoup and recover. And sometimes we get to a point in place where, you know, we're beyond help. And so it's so important to take care of the human body, not so much from a cosmetic standpoint. Yeah, I just look at it this way. I've been a competitive bodybuilder. I've worked in the pageant industry and in high fashion models. And I just have learned this here. Bodies are bodies are bodies. If you can understand it or get help with somebody that knows how to steer you correctly when working with your genetics, the end result is going to be cosmetics. You're going to look better. You're going to glow. Your skin's going to be more fresh. You're going to look alive. Your eyes will become lively again. And that's the byproduct of creating a balance, a physiological balance by healthy lifestyle practices. I'm not talking about now being extreme with the healthy lifestyle choices either, because we live in the real world. And so we want to be able to have some harmony between the healthy aspects and choices of life and enjoying life. You know, it doesn't have to be one or the other, or, you know, weekend warriors. And then all week long, Monday through Friday, we're very good with the food choices. It's kind of like creating a balance.
Right. You know, and that does make a difference. You know, it's interesting. Your clientele is of that, and mine is an end of life. I work, you know, so much with elders, you know, definitely over the age of 50, and it's more of acceptance and more of saying, you know, this is the life I have, and, you know, that constant run, because they just don't accept what they have, and they believe something different, and they get very upset with themselves, and they can't peacefully move on, you know. So I think with stem cells, that really could ease a lot of people in that early phase of, you know, it could be at any age. You could be 80. You could use stem cell activators. to be able to just ease your pain so you can get up and walk every day.
Absolutely.
And it might mean your walking might mean just around your home, which can definitely help. It might also mean that maybe your skin or your breathing might be helped by them. And
yeah.
Or if you're in their 50s, you could say, well, you know what? I really need to be able to still run after my grandkids. I kind of have gotten kind of lazy and I haven't been really taking care of myself. Can I reverse that? And the answer is potentially, if you look at all the parameters around the tree, you're it might be able to support it to, you know, continue to improve. And I think that's really important because do we say stem cells are really at what age? Do we give up at certain ages? You know, I worked with this heart surgeon. For 2 years, I was in open heart surgery. And the heart surgeon had a client who came in, and she was in her early 90s. And she had an apple orchard. And it was on the top of a mountain, and she said that she wanted to have the heart procedure done. She wanted to have CABG done so she could turn around and be able to walk up the mountain more and do some more work and, you know, continue her life. And the heart surgeon actually looked at her and said, "What, at your age, no, I'm going to refuse you." And she says, "Why? I'm healthy as a horse." He said, "Because of your, quote, age." And I think as we look at it, we say, what is the age where you stop taking care of yourself, where you stop looking for these therapies and treatments that are out there? I think the answer is potentially no, because the adult stem cell activators could actually help you even if you need to breathe to be able to sit up every day, if you need to be able to walk to the door to answer the door, or if you need to be able to speak on the phone, yes?
You're absolutely 100% correct. My mother, I talk about my mom in the book. At 90 years old, she had diabetes, been dealing with diabetes for 18 years. And consequently, she had failing kidneys. And her physician had told her, the one that was working with her kidneys, that they had gotten below 25% function, and she needed to prepare her family and herself for dialysis. And so
she
told me that. And I could see the fear in her eyes, and I could hear it in her voice. And I said to her, "Listen, Mom, here's how we're going to address this." And I showed her and gave her stem cell activators for her kidneys and for her pancreas for her blood sugar. And she took them religiously, daily. They were just simple drops put in water. And about 4 months after, she went back for blood work and called me and said, "Here's what happened." So I sat with the doctor, and he said, "Helen, I don't know what's going on, but your kidneys are actually improving."
Right.
He says, "I don't know what's going on. Let's forget about dialysis, and let's, you know, let's see what happens." And then her physician that was taking care of her diabetes had cut her insulin by 50%. So here's a woman, 90 years old, that has chronic conditions and was able to rejuvenate her body to heal itself or to at least hold up even under 90, 91, and 92 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no limit to rejuvenating our body. It's just knowing what's available to us.
You know, it's so interesting because you and I both have clients all the time who come and say, you know, they told me I have 6 months. What can you do? We hear this quite often. I get it pretty much often. And a lot of times I really do help them and support them through that other process because really so many systems have been failing and it just that's where they are at the moment. And they're kind of reserved to that moment. But there are so many people out there that live with chronic issues and it just seems to be, you know, chronic is the number one, I think, disease, or maybe heart disease is now. You know, it's so funny. The other day I saw something on Twitter. They said heart failure is the number one reason for death. And I said, well, yeah, well, no kidding. If your heart fails, you die. And it was like just so ridiculous, you know what I mean? But it was almost they were trying to pull at your heartstrings to get you to do something about it or whatever. And they wanted you to just get tested. They didn't even have any therapies or treatments or support systems for you. And it was just so, it was like, oh, okay, you know, let's not do that. And I think we're really looking at medicine sometimes, always as a fear mongrel around it, you know, is that you know, oh, well, you don't want to try that therapy because, hey, it might harm you. You don't want to try this because you might be spending all of your money and then you'll be broke. Or, hey, you don't want to try that because what are the side effects? We never know. Yeah. When really, in essence, everything about medicine and health is to see a dance in the, I call it a dance in the universe, to see what you're going to dance with. This will help, that will help, this won't help, this won't help. You know, I've got probably over 30 vitamin supplements, herbs, homeopathy, all of this, acupuncture and everything on my counter. I might dabble in it today. I might not dabble in it today. You know, people say about compliance, I'm like, I'm probably the worst, the most non-compliant, because it just isn't an essence that my body needs to store it and hold on to it, and I have to do it every day. We think about drugs, you know, but they say, oh, once I give you this drug, you're going to have to take it for the rest of your life. Well, is that really doing anything for your body? You know, what's the point? Really, when we're talking about stem cell activators and we talk about some special vitamins or nutrients or herbs, we're saying you take it for a short period of time, buy a small bottle and dance with it.
Yes.
See how it works with your
yes.
body. And what is your body going to be and do and create? Not about, am I going to be addicted to this silly thing, right?
Yes. Yes, well, that's how they're programmed, and unfortunately, most are victimized that way. But, you know, I have this all the time because I work with patients. More of my patient clientele base is 50 to 80, even 90,
mm-hmm.
and because of all the reasons we're talking about. So with stem cell
right.
therapy and activation, now a person, they ask the same questions. A woman would ask me or a guy would ask me, well, I have to take these stem cell activators for the rest
mm-hmm.
of my life. And I said, well, how long have you been taking your blood pressure medicine? Well,
right.
20 years or 30 years. I said, have you ever tried to get off it and see what happens?
Yeah.
Oh, no, if I get off, I'm, you know. Yeah, because it's not
mm-hmm.
helping you. And I said, it's fine.
Right, it doesn't do anything. It's
no.
just like.
It just causes toxicity to build up. I have a patient now that, and I do consultations, phone consultations. She sent me, her physician sent me all her medical files. Okay, she signed off and said, I want Dr. Joe to look at this. So I looked
mm-hmm.
at it. Today, currently, she is taking 12 different medications.
Correct.
And with the list, the litany of symptoms that she shares with me,
mm-hmm.
I would say 80% of them are caused by the toxicity that's building up in her body, not a health issue or
mm-hmm.
An initial health issue. And so we're going to not say get off your meds. We're going to start to dance with a couple partners here and see if we can get the body start to turn around. And as the body turns around, you'll be able to determine if you can cut back on a certain medication and so on and so forth with the hopes of eventually maybe getting off them completely. But it'll be a process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But with the stem cell activators, they ask me, well, I have to stay on them for the rest of my life. And what I say to them is this, I want you to tell me. I said, because
right.
some people tell me within days they notice improvements. Some say months.
Right.
Some say weeks. Your body's going to react differently than mine if you and I have the same condition and do the same activators. It's just you listen to your body and then you tell me, because they're not necessarily for lifetime. They're to correct a problem. And once a
mm-hmm.
problem has been corrected, your body goes back to normal function. We're good to go. You probably don't need them. And
right. We're asking the body to... we're asking the body to do what it was meant to do.
Yes.
We're not turning around and saying the drug is going to perform a function that your body can't do
exactly.
anymore.
Yes, yes. And we're trying to work in harmony with our body's natural functions.
Right.
The body has been so convoluted with toxicity and drugs and pollution and environmental pollutants and heavy metals and you name it, and emotional issues, that here we are in our 50s, 60s, and 70s. We don't have any more choices but to take medications. Well, now
right.
we have stem cell therapy, stem cell activation, that are the options that people need to know about so that they can actually have their body rejuvenated. So it does what it naturally has been wired to do, and that's to heal itself. And that's a wonderful way to go. But we've been on this path of medication and medication that's
yeah.
only causing us to be more toxic, and the body can't function naturally. Body can't heal if it's toxic. That's why we have to detox, and so many different things to do. If people could understand that, they would have a better grip on life they would have, even in their golden ages. I see this happening. People, they rejuvenate. Their knees are better. The pain is gone. They're back out dancing together.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful.
And it's about improving the quality of life. It's not about fixing a body to perfection. And now, if your body turns around and it's in perfection for the moment, that's great. However, it's really about the quality of life every day, you know, because you could say, well, I did that and it fixed that for today. And then next month, oh, I've got something else. Well, that's okay. Your body's learning to dance and you're just learning to dance along with it. And isn't it great that you're now paying attention to your body and asking for some help and support? I really look at it that way because I think a lot of times we say, you know, we want something fixed, and I'm sure they've done this to you, they've done it to me, is, you know, hey, I've got to really feel better, you know, I need to be in balance, they use the word, and in balance, I says, what does balance mean to you? Oh, well, I need to be able to, you know, run like I did when I was 20, you know, and my skin's getting a few wrinkles, so I need to look like I'm 20 again, and I need to be able to get out and party like everybody else, and they're 55, 60 years old, and it's like, well, now let's think about the realistic thing, you know, my next step is usually, well, so how disappointed are you that you're aging, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, because to understand also, too, is that our body goes through transitions, and our body is morphing like crazy. If you could look at a cloud and think about your body like a cloud, never, ever is it staying the same. Okay. And if you can think about that and dance with that, you'll have a much better quality of life and in existence versus saying, here's a snapshot, fix this, you know.
Yeah.
Here's a check, a blank check, and I've got 3 weeks because I'm going on a cruise and I better be better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, okay, that's unrealistic, you know.
You know, when I consult people with weight, of course, that's the number one concern, especially at the new year of every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I need to get back to 120. You know,
right.
She's up to maybe 165. And I said, well, let me ask you something. If you lost 20 pounds, but you
mm-hmm.
looked like you were 120, would that be okay?
Mm-hmm.
I said, because if you're going to gauge your progress and your condition based on the scale that you're getting on, you can put 150 pounds of books, bricks, or a human body, and it'll never tell you what's on there, only how much gravity's pulling. So it's body composition. It's the totality of yourself. So people need to understand that, listen, you're 70 years old. I believe in functional age versus chronological age. If you're 70, it'd be nice to function as a 50-year-old. You know,
correct.
But if you're pushing for the 20-year-old, I mean, maybe you're that one half of a one percenter. But typically,
mm-hmm.
if we can optimize our body's functionality,
mm-hmm.
what that produces for us and how that manifests, well, is different for everybody. If I'm coming out of a wheelchair and I'm able to use a cane to walk, I've come a long way, baby. But you know, if now I met my wife and I can go dancing on a cruise, whereas before I had to sit and watch because my hips were too bad, I've come a long way, baby. See, so it's all individual, but yet it's collective in what we do.
It's always about perception, you know what I mean? We say, you know, now that I'm older and my eyes really suck, you know, I'll get ready to go somewhere and I'll put an outfit on without my reading glasses, you know, and they'll look in the mirror and I'll go, oh, man, I look really great. Put on my reading glasses and it's like, holy crap, what happened, you know? And we always laugh about that. We say, isn't it great to be older because you don't have to worry about cleaning your house. You just don't put on your reading glasses, you know. But we always think about it. We say, well, how can we do the best we can for this moment? And I really think in this last few minutes that we have, when you're talking about the adult stem cell activators, you're talking about a liquid with drops that they're able to do. So there are many varying degrees of how you can get stem cells to rework in your body. You can go from injections all the way down to drops, yes?
Yes, yes. And in the adult stem cell activators aren't stem cells. They reactivate and rejuvenate your adult stem cells
mm-hmm.
that are not functioning proper so they can do the job and restore and repair the tissue so that your body can return to optimal function.
Mm-hmm.
And it is wonderful because you don't have to have an injection. If that's your choice and that's the condition that deems and yields that type of procedure, maybe so. But because of technology advancements today, people now can, we'll say, treat yourself at home with the stem cell activators because it's readily available and it's very simple but very efficacious. So it's wonderful that we can rejuvenate our own genetic material without side effects, without medications or any foreign matter, and run right alongside our body's biological functions without disrupting it but enhancing it. And that's what we want. We want to be able to enhance our bodily functions, our biological functions as we're aging, so that we can recapture that youthfulness. And I'm not talking about fountain of youth, but I am talking about functionality. Believe me, having been banged up throughout the years from sports, limited to crutches and then limited to a walker, I understand the dramatic effect it has not only on the body, but on the mind and the attitude, because you are no longer able to do the things you enjoy. These things help you to get back to that based on your physiology and an individuality.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Joe, you know, I think that a lot of times people will say, I'm going to give up, and I think this is just an alternative to say, oh, isn't it great we finally have the internet, now we know so much. Isn't it great we now can talk to people and we say, oh, I can fix this, I can try that, and we can hear about all the therapies around the world and around the country and say, oh, there's something else new, let's give it a try. So definitely it's really worth finding out about stem cells and being able to say, maybe we don't need to give up so quick, maybe we can dance again, yes?
Yes, yes. If there's one thing a person can get out of all this that we're talking about, is the element of hope.
Yeah.
Because once hope is stolen from us, taken from us, then we've really narrowed the chances of enjoying the rest of our life. Without hope,
absolutely,
we have nothing. But when we have things, or I should say technologies and therapies that are available to us, like stem cell therapy, stem cell activation, that we can readily take advantage of, that raises the hope in every person. And believe me, when you have hope, because prior to that, you've become hopeless because your meds aren't doing it for you. You're only feeling worse. You're seeing yourself in the mirror looking older and older and more decrepit. It just wears on the mind so much. But because there is hope now, that would be the main motive I would have for people to say, listen, like Dr. Jeanette's saying, through the internet and because of all the information that's available, hone in on one of these. Take advantage of them, because medications were never designed to heal you.
Right.
And yet they're scared to make that move. So stem cell therapy, stem cell treatments, activation, these are things, cutting-edge game changers that are going to be here for the future, and I would take advantage of them if I could.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Joe, you've really given a lot of people something to think about. Go on a Google search, check out your book, but also be able to say, you know, I'm going to give it a try. It's not something that's going to turn around and cause a really competitive issue in your body. It's also not something that will totally, the activators, you know, you're not going to have to take out a second mortgage on your house. Give it a try, you know. But also, if you're needing more advanced help, do definitely check out the stem cell therapies with injections or the IVs if that's what you need, because really, it's all about stepping out there and saying, you know, I really don't know what I need, but give me a chance. Maybe I'll try something.
There
so,
you go.
Absolutely. Can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about you? That'd be wonderful.
Well, you know, you can go to my website. It's one long word, bodyredesigning.com, bodyredesigning.com. And there are my books, but my book we're talking about, Stem Cell Revolution. And then I list activators there that they can read about. There's stuff on stem cells. There's even some of the TV shows that I do. And hopefully it'll give them some information to give them a little hope and understand that there's options available to them.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jeanette. It was my pleasure.
If you'd like to find out more information about Dr. Joseph Cristiano Again, the book is Stem Cell Revolution. Please do check out the link on the bottom of today's show page and go directly to his website. And really, take a chance. Step out there. It's not something that's going to, you have to say, oh my gosh, what kind of fear do I need to build up before I try it? Give it a chance. Check it out. You never know. And please do read on his website all the information. Check out a lot of his TV shows and a lot of his links, and there's so much information there. You'll be able to say, I've got a question. Maybe there's an answer there. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Till tomorrow, have a wonderful day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.